to advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and chill with Mechi.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Welcome to another episode of PNC, People in Need of Comedy. Before we start the show, it is tradition to introduce those you see on the screen and those behind working in the dark so that we can shine in the light.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on my right, your left, looking like Sawa Kuluva.
Wow.
Please put your digital hands together for a man who's been learning Zulu since Siyanda Maphumulo was here. Please, ngicela nimshayeleni izandla.
Mshayeleni.
Ubafo. Utsitsi.
Yebo.
Waka Chumeric.
Yebo.
Ay! And back from fighting with Tuplai and Toilets and Domestos. Ufeditse mabokelo I too are a freshener. Back from her stomach bark. Please. Put your halal hands together. Make some noise. Give it up for the one and only Farida.
Oh, halala, halala.
Okay.
No, that's
inside. Yes.
Yo.
Yeah, you don't want to stop, man.
Like every week, every week. Let them go. You know, they're being held hostage by hearing people.
What is that in Zulu?
Alala, alala, alala.
It's Black Mambas.
Yeah, Lady Smith Black Mambas.
Alala.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, behind the mic, a man who's blending in with the brick wall because he too is dressed in brown. Please put your hands together for a hopeless romantic who falls in love every 2 weeks. Tabiso Mhlanga!
And we hope she's watching.
She identifies as them.
You started nicely, ne?
Because Mama Ning. Talking about Abaningi. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who is driving for free currently. Some of us, when we start our cars, they make sounds. Not this guy.
Yeah.
He's driving a hybrid.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cherry, brand ambassador.
Yes.
Please put your hands together. A man who worked his way from Murmur, where he started out driving a BMW 525 with a sunroof that never worked. He was a boilermaker who wore an ANC shirt and overall pants for 3 weeks because his clothes were spent by his Today, he's a podcaster,
yes.
A comedian,
yes.
A father with the child's right name.
Yes. Yes.
Please put your hands together for my brother, Chandre Abrahams.
Yo.
Oh, and in the chair today, our guest, all the way from KZN, grew up in the rurals, on a farm, 10 siblings, same parents, no TV in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, former band member of her father's band.
Yes. Oh, my. Hello, what's that song? What's that song? What's that song? I remember the song.
Loves the song. Everybody says it's right. For the way they mention the melody. Hey.
I know.
Take it out.
Smash hit single in KZN Empangeni. And of course, George Goch. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Make some noise for the queen of comedy.
Yes.
The one, the only, uh-huh. Celeste Dooley. Yay!
Comedy clergy, man.
Yo, yo.
Cheese gang, cheese boys, uh-huh. And the cheese gang.
Yay. It's been a while.
Cheese uncles, that's what. It's been a while.
It's been
eh?
A while. Yeah, please we call them you. Cheese uncles. There's a cheese auntie here.
Yes, cheese uncles, yeah, obviously. I know you're tuning in special to see if the cheese auntie is looking for you.
Indeed.
But no, she's not.
Yeah, there's a cheese uncle there. Oh, Celeste, go on.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm going to get unemployed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get unemployed. Yeah. You must be able to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Detoxing uncle is the one.
Yeah. But cheese gang looking like a fabric that went through bleach.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sterile.
The one and only, a man with a speech. Mpopo Smudiko.
Hello.
That's the top... kids or little boys wear when they're trying to seduce a Catholic preacher.
Wow. Tabiso, really?
Tabiso, we just started.
Really? Tabiso just went for the jugular.
We just started.
They want to look pure, ne?
Yeah. Because it kind of looks like the entire outfit, but then you pay
lala.
Yeah. So you call it a pulpit outfit?
Yeah.
No, this is a pulpit. This is what the pastor buys you after he's touched you.
Yeah! You announce them.
But I'm almost like I'm a ginger twin. I like the sneakers.
Yeah. You look like someone who's in the waiting room for heaven.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But casual.
Yes. Smart casual.
I wasn't supposed to be there that day.
So people who check
you died by accident that day. You were a passenger.
Yeah, it's the guy.
It wasn't his time.
It's the guy telling people, it's like, you know, you can go in Mina Nsamile. You can go first. Yeah, no, it's fine.
But you look good, to be honest.
Very nice.
Yeah, you look good, man. This is the best like I've ever seen you look.
Let go of the skinny jeans,
Because,
wow.
Yeah. It's not that the skinny jeans, it's I used to be skinny.
No, but now let go. Let go, because these look nice.
Yeah.
So
are they not skinny?
No, these are straight leg cut jeans.
Oh.
And it's saying my thighs.
Oh, shit.
It's like a
cool nice. Squat.
Okay.
Ow.
In my ponches. Now my glutes. Jeans, my old jeans look like they're skinnies and they're not. They're just my old jeans.
Just let them go.
Okay, Farid.
Thank you.
All right. Celeste, welcome to PNC.
No, thank you. Thank you. I love the new cushions. They're so nice. That's right. Yeah.
But the last time we're together.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ah, what? The one I
you heard him boozy.
Yo.
A lot of change.
And you must watch out here because there's always an unspoken spoken.
Yes.
If you miss out, you miss a joke like that. Is it me or is it?
No.
You're a goat.
No, this is lovely, guys. And congrats, man. There's a lot of improvement. I mean,
hey.
We have your own parliament faces, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who doesn't look like them?
I think, hey, Forbes, you are.
Hey.
I say, yeah. Mine
look
is
to
same.
Your left.
No!
No, it's because of this thing. He's got I can't take it off.
He's got the lips of a white person.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's last season.
Hey!
It's because I don't have this thing. You see, because I knew you were coming. That's why I screwed up.
You did the. That's why it's what you call Sawakuluv.
Sawakuluv. Small brother.
SG.
Lord. Ginbonile Utsitsi was struggling when the Sander was here.
Yo.
I decided, but that was a funny episode because Sander was messing around with you guys.
All day.
No, but here's what people don't realize. Usianda is like that.
Yeah.
So Usianda was like that when he arrived, when we ate, when we shot.
Oh, Lord.
When he left.
Constant.
Even when he was leaving, he was like, Mina saying, I have a kebeli. Step in, so hambaga. And then Nonto was here. Nonto's like, Mina nga drive and I'm in your case at 10. Usianda's like, if you're a driver, it's in Hamburg. And Nonto's like, oh, that's so sweet. let me tell my husband Guti's Hamba song. Ah, uhamba nendoda kangaka. Nizongihlalisa emuva ngathi ngingumntwana. And then manilwa ngikhetha isayite liphi angaka. Oscar ungihambise ngiyokubala ibhanoi.
Wow.
He even reversed slow out.
He's a slow guy. Very true.
But you did your best with your Zulu. I know. Farida was like, sign language, please.
Yeah.
Celeste, that is chocolate. Still a big wound. Yeah. I'm still healing. You want to imagine my hands are by my side because I'm going to walk in.
My hands are tied.
But let me tell you, I think this is when, not. I don't think any other podcast is willing to be controversial or whatnot. People, you are still going to get more.
Indeed.
Because you still going to have to talk about a lot of stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you should have a person, not the representative, an actual person of the sign language.
I think so too.
To tell me if they were offended. Because sometimes some people are offended on other people's behalf.
Which is the case.
That's really. That's what I've realized. Sometimes you don't. I went to this in Cape Town. I was performing somewhere in another.
Where did you point at me when you said
no,
Cape Town?
I was, sorry, Chandra.
It's the factory.
Yeah. I forgot you are from here.
It's just the way it is.
It's where they produced.
But because I just come from Durban, I had no jokes about colored people of Cape Town. Mm. You know how they felt offended that I didn't say anything about them.
Yes, like so sometimes you didn't acknowledge us. Yeah. You made fun of everyone. You didn't say
exactly.
That happened to me at the Globe Theater when Gold Reef City still at the Globe Theater.
Uh-huh.
I did a show where I didn't do any Indian material, and there's a guy who's like, "Bruh, I brought my whole family." I told him about the remember when you said the boats. I told him about a joke. You didn't do it tonight.
Imagine. I'm not about your joke.
So he told his family, there's a guy you must watch. And you know, with us, we keep changing our sets. So that night, I don't think I did any Indian material. That guy brought his whole family. He was disappointed.
Mm.
Then the next week, they came back again.
Are you going to do it this week?
Yeah, they were reminding me. We
do the joke again.
I mean, imagine.
No, forget about us.
Yeah.
And that's, you don't want people to come because we got a voice note last week of a guy going, "Hey, Pops."
Oh, wow. How
the hand was suggested.
Silly voice note.
If I snow, it's got down.
Yeah, he said, "Pops, I blew it. But if you stop making fun of us, Mina, you're going to offend me."
Yeah.
And some jokes. And then, it's a show in Yak.
It's
why.
You know how he knew he was really disabled? He took long to stop the voice.
There
note.
We go.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, there was 8 seconds
of just
silence.
Heavy breathing.
You. Ooh,
Nitolile.
After some time.
And you still had 2 seconds.
You can hear the voice not going.
And someone's trying to help him. Yeah,
it's on the way in.
Right.
You know when the body is willing.
I'm glad I'm not here every day.
You would be next.
I doubt you would be next.
You guys
must be going to church every Sunday. So.
We have to.
God bless.
Please.
That joke was just.
We were just playing. He's our guy.
We love him.
Imagine.
You think there's a place for like disabled angels?
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
when now.
Wow.
14 nights.
Atlantis,
then the one angel has to help him. Up.
Yeah, when now.
They fly in circles because one wing doesn't work. But tomorrow, why is that a mine? Why is that a mine? What's that? Kaleka fufa for eternity. These are eternal donuts.
No, no, no. Hey, but I like that it's angels, okay? So don't judge us, it's angels.
Ah, what the next the email that will come? We're offended on behalf of the angels. Malume, he's an angel.
Whoever's gonna get offended by this joke must prove that he's
the
an
angel. Is. Mm. We must know that the uncle
show us
went
your wings.
Yes. Yeah.
Show us your wings.
Hey, my wings don't work, eh? Because Nikki no more fire. Oh my
God. It's not the one that gives you wings.
Wow!
Get a careful for my wings go. Oi, oi!
Yo, keep busy getting even more.
Yo!
Oh my God!
I wanted wings.
Oh my God. And it was
I wanna go to the promised land.
Yo, I wanna, imagine.
I want to go to the promised land, but I'm craving bounce.
Wow. Wow. It's personal. It's personal.
The way Ehambanga got it, like, you must be... Lana, you guys have done 4 different sets of jokes in,
yes.
Like,
yes.
In 1 5 seconds.
Yes.
I'm not going to
shit. Is it going there?
So let's start in 1 5 seconds.
1 5 seconds.
1 5 seconds. It's been 4. Okay. You see what Celeste mind is?
Yeah.
1 4 5 4 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5
So let me give context.
Please tell them.
Hey, Baxter, we did Artistry Sundays. Baxter wore tracksuit pants and no underpants.
No, Baxter.
The whole show!
What do you want?
No, no, no. Use two bottles.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Pops.
Next to each other.
Yeah, bruh.
Yo. Oh, my Lord. You can laga laga.
Is Baxter that so blessed?
Oh. I know, bruh.
What's about
that? It was cold.
Sure.
Because it's winter, so it was cold. No.
It was cold.
It was Baxter cold.
Kabanga in the winter.
Kabanga.
We're shooting a Sammy Ihambe.
Yo, wala. Yes, Bonela. Engila.
Baxter.
Sam.
Vuga baba.
Imichamdara. Dara.
Vuga baba.
He's telling it knocks itself between his thighs.
Why not? Yesterday it was an ozone.
Wow.
Popsne, I know what you look like now. You look like one of Metabong's teeth.
Yo.
You look like the K9.
Were you guys waiting for me to be hit?
Clearly. Drop that bomb quietly.
Hey,
stop
no
it.
Problem.
But this is what Metabong leaves under the pillow. Dear Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy gets this. I'm going to spend extra today.
I don't have equipment to carry this tooth.
This is very like a forklift.
Tweet, tweet.
Yo,
this is not a house.
This is
a complex.
This is one. This is just one.
Yo. No.
Yo,
Celeste, can I check on those things?
Can I tell you an interesting story? Celeste changed my life a week ago.
About a week ago.
I was on a Saturday doing my Saturday stuff.
Farming.
For a run. No, I went for a run.
Yeah.
And then I got a call, right? I've never had and I'm depressed at the moment, you know. I'm going through it.
I'm depressed.
I'm to kill myself.
Help
me. No.
Wow.
This whole set like that last time in Artist.
Help me. My child is gone. On Mother's Day.
He came to tell all the mothers shit on Mother's Day and he left.
He told them why he's not celebrating Mother's Day.
He was so
hurt. But I think, you know, I know you're going to continue your story, but I feel like the whole depression thing, people... You're heartbroken.
Yeah.
You're not depressed. You're heartbroken. And you're still going to...
Let's categorize this thing properly.
Guys, me, I've got so many problems. The depression is the least of them. I've got fat issues, men issues, money issues, sex issues. You see, be specific. Because then you will know what you... So, you know, because then when you call this depression thing on yourself and you're like, hey, I'm asking... Because when you say depression, there's no answer for it.
Yeah.
But just down.
But if you're saying, ish. You know?
But don't you think that's what people are looking for? People are looking for a problem with no solution so that they can have a problem.
Yeah, because we are living in a much more convenient world. Mm-hmm. As human beings, we need to have something to strive for and to struggle with. Mm. But now everything is convenient. Microwave, TVs,
Uber
here,
Eats.
If you get a new vagina here, everything is here.
It's like, new. Yeah,
you don't struggle.
So, the vagina part.
It's here.
It's right here.
Where do we get
it? You don't
it?
Have to go look.
It's in your pocket.
It's in your pocket. You can access new.
Either slide, DM, like, OnlyFans, whatever. It's here.
Not like our fathers who had to
because
walk.
Now you had to walk and, you know.
And suss out. When I how it's like a, right.
Even
and
these days, you guys are not even.
I know. This is just, wow.
They don't even get the surprise to say, oh, wow, it's like this. You already know it.
You know it. You've seen it. So you know
what you have seen too many unsolicited vagina like you.
Imagine back in the day, ne, if your father has like one other side chick, ne, side chick moves far. Mm-hmm. Now your father has to go far.
Mm. That's why they're getting
your father's lost. Always
now.
Your father's always tired.
Where you come from where?
Next corner with these extra shifts. Wait.
When
Dikuporoskan gets a sore,
hey?
I don't know why old hoes are Wendy.
No pink.
Precious.
I'm already no pink.
And Candace.
No queen.
And Candace.
Candace.
Oh, no, Candace.
Yeah.
Candace.
Yeah, Candace. Yeah.
Candace has always been Candace.
Yeah.
Ruby.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Ruby's the old
Ruby's an old one. She's
before
like...
there were highways.
But anyway.
Wow. Celeste. Wow, Celeste.
They go to Ruby on horseback.
Wow. It's a day's journey.
They're in a train in public transport doing this with intentions to cheat.
Yes.
And at no point do you feel like changing your mind.
You're on the road. You need to go. I need to get there.
Bro, these niggas would cheat during apartheid. Do you know how wild
they are?
You could die.
But the cops, but
imagine you get to your side cheeks out.
Don't tolerate.
What perfume is this, man? Ah, you tear gas. Begging a protest.
But you feel it,
lah. You get to the train station after curfew.
You get to the train station after curfew.
You have to wait there until the next day.
Oh my God.
To go cheat.
It's tear gas like that. So it's a quick and long tear gas. Imagine.
Now, come like a tear gas.
Like I said, that he choked me. Nomsa.
Choke me.
Why duster?
Get your guess.
But yeah, bro. Yes, so let's change my life.
Life changing.
I'm chilling, just did a jog, you know, going through my own life stuff.
Uh-huh.
My phone has never... I have Celeste's number on my phone. But my phone has never said Celeste Ntuli's calling you now.
Wow. And do you see, whenever she calls your phone, it has a different light.
Yeah. And my phone has...
Celeste.
Wow.
The
speaker goes, whenever the ringtone has a baritone, yo.
And then the speaker's...
Shut up, Sean.
It vibrates with bass.
Finally, anger.
The name is lit.
What's the
answer, nigga.
The vibrator. I'm gonna answer the phone. That's why Celeste has never missed a call. You know, like it's
so wow. Yo, can't you unnamble that man?
Answer the call.
When Celeste is looking for you, will answer.
You win.
So I get the call from Celeste. It's in the morning, right? I'm in 44 Stanley, just still around. See the call. Celeste on the phone. I hear, Emma, where are you? I'm like, why is the first thing on the phone? Where are you? Where are you?
Is that we need you. You've done something wrong.
Yeah, I'm like,
am I missing?
We need you now. Come wearing black. We're doing a photo shoot. I'll send you the location. I say, okay, cool. I'll be there. There's an Ifuku store just down the road on 44 Stanley, right?
They do dope denim stuff. Yeah, denim stuff.
Check it out, Ifuku. So I go to the Ifuku store. I'm like, yo, can you guys borrow me some clothes? And luckily...
Oh, yeah, because you're in 44 Stanley and the farm is like two hours away.
You said violent. You only be violent on my end.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You see, I'm telling the truth.
That's
the
far.
That's true.
So she says, no. So I go to the Ifuku store and we borrow some clothes. I borrow some clothes for the shoot that I'm going to in Midran. Drive all the way to Midran. I get there and so when I park my car, Skumba is there. Kamukau Fela is there. Tabiso is there. Trevor Kumbi is there. Celeste is there, obviously. Mashabela is there. This photographer looks like Azwindini from Muvango.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes. I know exactly. Yes.
What a description.
My photographer just got it
straight. Everybody catches straight.
Unprovoked.
I'm like,
who is your editor, man? Who Azwi?
Oh my God.
I'm like, oh, the king is here. Okay.
Yeah.
Da. Karaoke shop.
And his tongue.
You are misrepresenting him.
Right next door. So he's there. And then she's like, you part of the Celeste and the Big Dudes tour.
Yeah.
Which is happening in three cities.
Fire.
Bro, imagine going from a Saturday where you're going for a run. My armpits were smelly as...
sorry for that.
Yeah, but it was amazing. So thank you so much for changing my week, man.
Thank you.
That was incredible.
No, because
Sizi had breaks.
I was supposed to do a one-man show with Sizi this year, but then I'm not going to do my one-man show because I need to write because I just did the Love Africa Fest. So when
the other guys are well at the Love Africa Fest.
Yes,
guys, you better understand. My life is only comedy. Mm. That's why this thing, and you guys are going to go home, think about the wife, the kids. I don't have that. I even failed to have a dog, so at this
point. Did you have a dog called Beyonce?
It was my brothers. I had dogs that were called Amanda and Wakanda. So when I was traveling.
Amanda
and Wakanda.
Amanda.
No Wakanda.
Wow.
So they were very spoiled because, of course.
Of course.
They were my dogs.
Right.
So now I had to travel and I took them home. I flew with them. Yes. I was that white.
Dinja.
Tabiso has never been on a plane.
Rural areas.
Wakanda and Lithanda are flying. Tabiso has never been on a plane.
I got to get in a top dog.
The big dog.
So I get that. Isn't just grandma. It's rural. You figure now there's a silently. That's in a stress. And I will put my bat. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was just so clamor too much.
I
my cousin understand global clean.
Why
didn't I massage it?
Zikens ni lezi ni jalezi.
Mam, angfune njenkin. Saba nyakas. Hai lezi zas. Eza kwenye buba. Ato na chale garage zinjazam. They were only allowed to be at the garage.
Oh my God.
When I opened in the morning, I would feel sorry for my dogs. But shame, they stayed there. And that was the end of it because I couldn't take them back. My mom was like, my mom gave me, wow. I couldn't answer her at all. Cause I'm going to come and pick up my dogs. Serious. Dogs. You haven't even given me a daughter, a son, a husband, a dog. Now you feel like you're important. Leave those dogs because now she was falling in love with the dogs.
Yeah, she loves them now.
Black mothers.
Typical guest.
They hate admitting it.
Just say I like the dogs.
And I nearly said no.
And I'm sure they live in the house now.
They
only get chased out in this business.
And they get confused like, how? Imagine.
You were loving us. And then?
Maje,
Imagine their first encounter with a litzetza.
Yo.
The litzetza was like, kitono ulumanyana.
Wow.
After mokya vaya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why taste like curry?
Soy sauce.
Farina. Why did
that agree?
Farina.
Chow mein.
I wanna win.
Have you ever gotten in trouble for some of the things you said on stage? Because you push the envelope.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm lucky. My life is I'm lucky because I'm living what I'm living and how I live. It's easier for me to speak like that on stage because really. I truly have no one. Like, there's no one that's going to come back from it. When I come from my from stage, even when my mom, last year was the first time seeing me, really live, after 20 years. That's why I said, these are my all children and these are my old husbands.
Empress Palace.
Yeah. These are my old husbands, so stop asking me shit, okay? Mm. But
Yes, mom was an empress.
Yeah, for the first time.
And she prayed for us for the beginning at the show.
Yeah.
Yo,
backstage.
She prayed for 17 minutes. She prayed for all of us individually. She prayed for all of our homes. She the stage manager kept coming.
We're about to start. We're still in session.
No, Mponkulung Kulum Ganwaga Celeste. Good since Bagu, so you funny, you think.
Yes!
Yazi, babamba, nigga.
So you funny, you think.
You think? Oh my God.
So funny, you think.
I've got into trouble with what I say, but because I'm always...
Really?
Yeah, but I'm always able to defend it because it's how I say it.
Mm.
Sometimes people are misunderstanding because they don't want to talk about that. Most of the time, it's not about what you said. It's how dare you even talk about it? Because they've already closed
that discussion.
They're like, we're not even going to touch. And when how were you able to do it? And more especially... You're able to do it, and then maybe it raises questions. It makes people talk. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing at the same time. But it's mostly a good thing because people are saying, we hear you, but we can't believe you got there. Mm. And also, you have already raised something that can be a discussion.
Also, what gives you the audacity to go there?
Yeah.
That's how a lot of people feel.
But for me, it's because life has given itself audacity to take me there.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey. Please. Hey. So, hey.
So let's go.
Life is happening, so happen to it as well.
Yeah, I know. Damn I've learned
life
that.
Life is happening, so happen to it as well.
Yeah.
Don't let your life leave you. Last year, bophelo ba ka ne bomphe.
Whoa.
No.
You are living it. Yeah.
You are one?
Yeah.
Marabu samphela.
And let it leave you. Let it love and leave you. You.
Man.
And I think, Vele, with this cancel culture thing that we've been going through, it made people talk. And people are still going to talk. Because you see what happens in most of the podcasts. People are even running to be controversial, pushing the envelope of just making sure that they are. Some of it is clickbait. But some of it is like, people understand now that, we're going to run out of things to say. Everyone's got a mic.
But in a generation,
everyone's got a mic and everyone's got their own opinions.
There's a difference, Celeste, with people who are trying to get shock value out of stuff versus what you do. Like, you really challenge dynamics of the world. Like, you challenge our position in society as men, as women, as people of color, as white people, as this, as privileged people, as...
Like, even poor people, because sometimes people in poverty believe that you also deserve a joke.
Everybody's equal.
So no, because that's what guys. And I'm from poverty. I'm not saying this because now I'm here. No, and I'm not even rich like that to be Beyonce or Rihanna. I'm still hustling. But people assume just because you are in a certain position in the world,
you deserve.
In actual fact, you are the one that deserves to be made. Because you need to laugh about your situation. You've been crying about it anyway.
Yes.
So here you are. We're changing gears.
But even just like how you jump into like, because there's this whole culture, you know, around men and women and you know,
because
we've got the Andrew Tates of the world who spit that stuff on behalf of men, and there's not a lot of people who are speaking from your angle.
I think I'm lucky enough to be a woman that has never needed men like most women need men. Because most women have put themselves in a position of not being able to say anything.
Hey.
Because you need them for something. You know what I mean? For me, I like men according to their capabilities. That's why I've never been hurt by men that much. I've cried for one because, you know, he left with something good. But
if it makes you choke.
Yeah, I know. You had two Adam's apples.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord. Wow. Wow.
Two Adam's apples.
In a head.
Oh my gosh.
A baby arm holding an apple.
No way.
That's the snake that spoke to Eve.
No. Wow.
Adam, yes, there was a snake like saying,
I'm telling you here, you must be one.
You must be awake.
I'm not being awake. So yeah, man. Yes. I love men according to their capability. And that's where we're going. Most women, not because they don't need men. Now we're going to be able, forced by life and things changing. We're going to have to love men according to your capabilities. We're not going to love you because not every man is a provider. By virtue of skills and capabilities.
Okay.
You can't fail at school, fail everywhere else, and then all of a sudden you want to be needed at home. Maybe. Just maybe. We are supporting it. And it's okay. And it's okay. Because I think
you're
as much as...
man.
Not semi-man,
no,
bro.
You're a man, but with other capabilities.
With other skills.
Okay.
Because, see, let me say, me, I'm a woman, full on everything, but I know my voice doesn't put me on the category of people who are going to be paid houses for, you know? Like, I'm not saying there's something wrong with me. I say when I look at the category of what makes people date someone and say they're going to do everything for them, just chill. I don't have that, you know? I could never use this as a profit like that. I'll get a very small percentage of profit.
Based on the statistics and what we know.
Based on what men want to buy, pay for a woman who's going to be soft, submissive, narrative.
I need.
Today, I woke up and I created
a chapter
from scratch. I don't have it. I don't
know. I even wrote a "Did you know" for my husband.
Honestly.
Did you know how much
I ate chippies from scratch?
She makes things from scratch.
She makes anything from scratch.
She makes bloody lotion from scratch.
Namaras
and scream.
Yes.
I ate chippies from scratch.
I know.
Made it.
And I'm not saying there's something wrong with those women. And there's something very right with them. That's how
there's a category for them.
Yeah, and also that's why.
Dying.
And she can make anything from scratch.
Bruh.
With the same voice.
What the cocoa
this
today morning.
My husband said he misses Omar rusks.
Yeah.
I made Omar from scratch.
Yeah, I made Omar from scratch.
So you see, that's a strategy that every other man uses. The red pill and the Andrew Tate are saying the same thing. You must be soft-spoken. You must look like a woman. You must... And it's a psychological culture that a society has taken. Because my question is, why is it nice? It's a distorted way of looking at life, according to me. Because you want to love people when they have something, when they are crooked somewhere, when they are... Why can't you love them at their full potential? Why? What is it in you that has to love a woman who feels incompetent somehow? Yeah, a woman must not study too much, must not be successful too much, must not think, must not talk.
Pela.
Then just go and marry, I don't know.
Marry yourself. You are that guy. Get yourself and say, hey, man, I love myself. I have these capabilities. I do this for myself.
And you know what the funny thing is? In the near future, men are now going to start to go for women because now, there's one thing about men that I know that is never changing. When it comes to profit, you guys don't mess around.
Not at all.
If it means you're going to profit there, we're changing the styles.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, chips from scratch are going to be less because economy is killing everyone. You can't be saying you're going to be providing chips from scratch and you are scrounging yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the economy is dealing with you properly, you're going to have to change.
Yes.
You can't be having someone who can't do anything, can't talk, can't speak, can only blow your boy. There's no people like that now. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
It's these actually.
Yeah. Because this whole culture of men, like, yeah, you must just pretend as if you know nothing. And then when you're in a bedroom, all of a sudden,
know everything.
So can it be? Oh, you're like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you must be innocent until.
Until.
But
in the
next.
Mara, have you ever had that situation?
Yes.
Where you had an innocent person chop the light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sister, Emmanuel.
Let me tell you.
You have to remind us.
Mali!
It's me.
Oh, me. Kimbo.
What a rass.
Oh, Mali.
I am a sexual demon.
You start apologizing. Sorry.
You get in there, she takes the hair off, puts it on the dresser.
Oh,
come here.
Let's get to business.
And she ties those four cornrows together.
Yeah. And there's only two sticking.
Yeah, you just see the ball.
Then even she's on the windowsill like this.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh my God.
Then she's like, light up, wow. Bluetooth speakers.
Wow. It's a horror movie, guys. This one is a horror movie.
It's a hostage situation.
And then, yeah, then you just get Bluetooth connected. And you're, I am Nanda my neighbor. I am a moon of my neighbor. Then she goes,
Oh, when
you tell, your friends, you know, normally
these people are finishing the whole episode. Yeah. Like,
oh, Namela, Kasongo, yeah, yeah.
He's holding you close. Budisa, don't run.
Yo, Budisa, don't run.
But I'm an advocate for women who are like that. Because women in their 40s, that's where we are. We are wild like that. Like, I think you misunderstand the whole thing of how much sex a woman must have to prove to the society this and the other is a hoax. By the time you have been in your late 30s, now you are in control of your life.
Yeah.
Completely.
You are in your sexual prime.
Sexual prime, and also you are your own traffic cop for your vagina. No one is going to tell you what, where, how, now. Nothing
and,
cultural,
and you're comfortable
nothing.
In your skin.
Exactly, exactly. And then you can be Kasongo, because we know now who's Gazashuba.
Would you say that our current society, because it's also changed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Used to,
and it's changing.
Is it still failing women in the same way, or is it trying better than maybe, let's say, when Mandela came out?
What I see is
when
a
Mandela's
response.
Gay.
Why, hey, man?
Out of prison.
No,
Coming
out is coming out of closet.
Yeah.
You can come out of the toilet.
You are outside of sexuality.
Context. Sorry.
The long walk to freedom was his neighbor.
And he was voguing the whole time.
He was in Zimbabwe. His name was Freedom.
It was the long walk to freedom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, that is wrong.
Sorry.
What you just said is wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah,
that is wrong.
466664 times.
Stop.
We are sorry.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stop.
Yes.
So my take is, I feel there's a response from women more than there's a change in men. There's a response from women in saying, we understand what we bring to the table. Women are over now saying, they slept with me and they use me. We are over being feeling like we are used for sex. We understand our capabilities and what we bring as an essence of who we are. And I've heard this because one of my exes used to call me and I'd be like, this nigga, he will call me and have a nice conversation and blah, blah, blah. I don't want him back. I don't want him to want me back. But I'll be wondering, why is he calling? Why, what's... And until I realized that sometimes men understand a woman that is going to give them a comfort even in a conversation. They understand what they get from each and every woman.
Yeah.
So sometimes even that is your superpower. But to give it to 45,000 niggas, you can't be doing that.
True.
And once you've done with that and you realize, actually, I have this within me, I can use it for myself. And that's why I advocate for women who are working and denounce this whole notion of like, as long as you're a successful woman, now all of a sudden you're categorized as a masculine person.
Or
number
eligible.
One, exactly. Multiplying anything is a feminine energy. So working is not a masculine energy.
Damn. Multiplying.
Anything is a feminine energy. So now you have women.
How can you give a woman something she multiplies?
Exactly. Yes. So women are no longer now multiplying in the sense of having kids because of obviously the dynamics of relationships and how people want to use women like the olden days. You can't. There's no that we no longer have
there's,
that energy. There are
no
few women who are going to be with that thing. Like stop fooling yourself. Be it a single mother. I say all the arguments are outdated. You're talking about, if you have four kids, we don't want that. If you say to women, you're no longer like your mothers, that was the plan. Mm-hmm. It doesn't shock us that thing. That's why when I left my house, I knew for a fact that I don't want to be like my mother. Mm-hmm. So when you say to me, you are not like my mother, exactly. You are supporting my statement. Mm-hmm. You're not making me feel ashamed that I'm less of a woman because we've understood what is it that they didn't do for themselves. Mm-hmm. So because of the inherited trauma, whatever, you realize, okay, this is what I need to do to use my feminine energy to work for me. Mm-hmm. I don't have kids, I don't have a husband, but I use all my feminine energy for my comedy. All of it.
Can I ask you a weird That's question? Dope. Like, how That's real? Dope. Like, how straightforward was your environment where you grew up? Because sometimes, like, the stuff you say, like some things that you say, it's not shocking.
It's just real.
It's just real. And in this world that we live in, this world, you have to have 4 cameras or 5 cameras in order to say something that resonates as truth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And still it gets vetted out by a comment section. Mm. It gets vetted out by Uyandambuli. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, you know, if she believes that, you know, she's disappointed in me. I don't know what I did.
But does she
I don't know what I did to gain her trust that I would be the person
to disappoint her at this level.
That doesn't disappoint her. I don't know her. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. I don't want to know her. You know, like
wow.
No, we're going to have to apologize next week again.
Like, I don't want to know her. Like,
what the hell was that?
We say, I don't need you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I honestly don't. I don't care about disappointing or anything like that because my world has been real to me. You understand? But the things that you say are so much more realer than anything that I could ever imagine. So I wonder, like, how real is your childhood to create this kind of a person that you become? Because you say realness without thinking about it.
I think you will take that. You see, you have a daughter. You have a son?
Yes.
Okay. You have a daughter.
Yes.
I am my father's everything. And and whenever people talk about my lack of having a relationship, they always assume I've got daddy issues. Mm. I grew up with my dad. I grew up with my mother. In actual fact, I'm everything my dad is. Only genitals. If I was a man, I was going to be my dad full on. In how I think, in how I view life. Mm. People always say, you're going to have a daughter and your daughter is going to be like me. Because she has you. Like, she has a first hand understanding of what is a masculine energy from you. And because you are there, depending whether you're giving her love, she's going to be the princess that is going to think everyone else is going to do. You see how white women are easy with relationships. Their fathers have told them that they deserve everything. From Cinderella, they've been identifying with just being a princess everywhere. So they walk around the world with that princess energy. Hence Karen, and then you want to slap them because they believe they are entitled about everything.
Yeah.
Because their father told them that. Now, I have a father, but my father didn't give me a princess fairy tale reality. My father gave me a human reality and understanding that these are the things that you're going to face when you're a woman. These are the things that you're going to face because you are not a woman. So I'm comfortable with who I am. I'm so grateful now. As I grow, I understand how lucky I am with having such character. Because my character is not borrowed from friends. Mm. It's not borrowed from influence.
It's coding. DNA coding from your parents.
I'm like this from the rurals. Like when I left my house, I knew that I'm going to come out there and fuck shit up the way I want to do it. Mm. Because my dad has given me that whole thing of there's nothing you could never not do if you want to. Mm. Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman. In actual fact, it will be safer for you if you do things for yourself. So for me, in my life, there's God, there's my purpose. And then since my parents are older, well, the guy I fit that day, which is why I'm saying I'm loving you according to your capabilities. Mm. But the society has told men that you must be a center of someone else's life and people must live their lives and follow you because you have... I don't believe in that. Mm. You need to prove to me whether... Because look at who I am. If I date a guy... And you come with your promises and pennies, it's a problem. Because me, I don't come with promises. I deliver. And that's a thing I proud myself as a human being. Me, when I say I want to do something, you see when I called you? Because it had to happen. If you're not there, believe you me, I've learned this in my life. I know how to make things happen. And I know because I'm capable. Well, even if I fail, I take my L's, I wake up, I do my other thing. I don't confine myself of being what the society believes a female should be. Which is why I've never had an issue with. I see a lot of female comedians, and I'm sorry to say it, but sometimes they'll be saying things that doesn't make any sense. Like, yeah, you see men, but these motherfuckers don't write your jokes. You write your own jokes. Pop-ups will never make me feel some type of way on a comedy space because when someone calls your name, you are on your own there. So I don't care what you say behind stage, backstage, but how many times I've worked with you guys. You know, I'm saying I'm doing this for 20 years and half of the time I'm doing it with men only.
Because there's something you
and
said...
And less than the big dudes.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Coming to a city near you.
There's something you said at the Comics Choice as well that really stuck with me, right? Entire night.
Oh, is this after she won Comedian of the Year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yes. Of course. Yeah.
I know.
And the AI is not done, so it's the whole year.
Yeah. We're just starting.
So you are current reigning Comedian of the year. So better recognize my fair too. Plus, it's Women's Month.
Hey, yeah. Man.
Wow.
Double whammy.
The show is on a Women's Month and a Women's Day, actually, on the 8th of August.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So right now, it's not Women's Month. How can it be Women's
Month?
Where are we? Come May.
Okay.
June, sorry.
What did you call him? What Kuluva?
Sawa
Kuluva.
Ah, you are
small
sour
brother.
Kuluva?
Small brother.
Kuluva, you are sour.
June today. Women's Month. Nagweba Tuya Hector Peterson.
He was a woman.
Wow.
Yeah, if he was a man, yeah, it would have been a bullet wound.
Yeah. 25 December, Youth Day, you know, Nakoba Bulaya, Jesus.
Why?
Youth Day.
Nakoba Bulaya,
Jesus. What I'm saying is, there's something you said at the Comics Choice that happened earlier this year where you won Comedian of the Year.
Of the Year, yes.
You said this, there was an attack. Not an attack, I would say, but there was a bit of a running joke on Lena Hasty, right?
Yeah.
I would say a well-deserved running joke for a lot of the people that made it. And I believe that they believed that it was right, you know, to make fun of her and all that stuff. But Celeste said something that made me feel like all those jokes were funnier than what they were in terms of the context of the people telling them. Because she said, you guys all made fun of Nina, which is okay, but there's nothing about anything that you guys did here that's masculine. Then which also brings us into what we do in comedy and all that stuff. There's nothing about this stuff that's masculine. That's why we can talk about masculinity and it feels like masculinity is an other. Have you ever heard a group of comedians say, yeah, I don't like people who are toxically masculine? Then you're like, but you are a man.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, but you know, but I'm a different type of man. Then you're like, yes, you are a different type of man. You are a feminine dude. You understand? And there's nothing wrong with that. But there's something you pointed out. And I really wonder how you navigate the industry and you've navigated it for so long with that same thought. Because I think that thought is something that has maybe made you, because you are very present as yourself in the midst of very unpresent person to somebody like yourself.
Mm. Well, I think I was not even responding to Nina's. For me, we were there as all comics. Every joke goes. I don't believe there must be
anything
someone who should
goes,
be spared.
Bro.
And I think it would be unfair, even even maybe Nina finds... Because if it was me, I was going to take you on.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're giving me a good moment now. I was going to ditch the script and go for every board. Because it was going to be fun.
One by one.
I mean, one by one.
And Celeste,
we are here.
Celeste would have gone in chronological order.
Yeah. You see, I was going to use that moment. It's gold moment if you know how to use comedy when someone... Because someone has given you something to work with already.
Yeah.
So it's not like you have to think far. So obviously, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I will never be offended if you guys say, Celeste was a horrible joke. That joke is not good or whatever. I mean, I say jokes and pops will go to a town with my own joke and I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I don't feel offended.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel offended. And I think, again, between masculine and femininity, I think we need as a society also to carve spaces where we're like, here, there's no masculine, there's no feminine. Here, there's human. Mm-hmm. This game, podcast, comedy, writing, whatever that you do that is mental, it's mental. No amount of genitalia is going to make you think differently. So there's nothing masculine. And I think I had to come to that conclusion because I realized when they ask me, they make me feel, one thing about me that is masculine is my voice. And I took it from my dad. And I'm not going to be apologetic about it. I'm not apologetic. Guys, you see, the beauty of being, I'm turning 46 this year. The beauty of being the midlife. Oh, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Why did you say
there's
that?
There's nothing.
The beauty about midlife.
You don't give a fuck.
Yeah, oh, you don't give a fuck. I don't. I'm loving myself now. I'm loving my form.
Celeste sounds like she tells a dude, I'll change your position.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's my vagina. If I think we need to change the position, we're going to have to change the position.
If you like, Abu, one more change, come now.
It's like she spins the dude beneath her.
Hey, she does this.
Wow. And let me tell you, I'm shooting.
Since Obeika, my friend.
I'm shooting.
I'm paying you one.
Yeah!
We're going to make chappies from scratch.
Making chappies from scratch.
Did you hear what he said?
Today.
Did you hear what he said?
He said, I'm baking you one.
Oh, wow.
So he knows he has to cook.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to
bake
a masketala.
And again, she's looking over everything.
So it's an amarask from scratch.
You know what?
Soy too.
The funny thing. Imagine, amarask.
So it's an Uma.
Yes, yes, it's your face.
Sorry, Lord have mercy.
Welcome.
Oh my soul.
Yeah, so I think I just challenged things because it was questions that were posed to me all the time throughout my career. So how do you feel about masculine energy? I'd be like, where is masculine energy? Pops is buff and shine. Do you think this motherfucker is going to change tires? Are you serious? So,
I've seen him on the road.
I don't understand why.
Somebody call Natty.
What? I missed it. I missed it.
Somebody call Natty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My Gushesha isn't gushing.
I'll tell you, actually, on that point, please, can I tell you a story quickly, please? Last week, we were in the car together, driving fast. So there's like a noise at the back in the boot. The first person are, what's that? Passenger.
What's that? Natty, stop the car. Stop the car. What's moving at the back?
I was calm. Everybody else was calm.
Natty. Yeah. Natty, please, now just. Just shit, man. Just put those things down.
My suits are back there.
You know, Pops, when
there's
we did so you think you're funny.
Yes. Pops one day was panicking. I'm like, what's going on? I'm waiting for my mom.
I'm waiting for my mom.
I'm waiting for my mom. I'm from rural areas. Pops is the coconut.
My mom.
I'm like, yo, I'm fine. I'm my wife. Why are you waiting? My mom has to deliver, what is this? Cosmetics for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you forgot cosmetics.
Toiletries.
No, I forgot gloves. Ah,
washing gloves.
Was better because I'm like.
Exfoliating gloves.
So you didn't. Exfoliating. And he said exactly that. Because I was like, Aibo, we were here for like 2-3 days. You mean you can't, you were not washing? What is wrong?
Yeah,
where
he wasn't.
Wow. Says, no, but I forgot my exfoliating gloves.
But he can't function.
I am
sensitive skin.
This is 2009. Nigga had been feminine
before
for days.
World Cup. This guy was feminine before World Cup.
No, bro, he's been feminine all his life.
What's he doing my work? What's he?
Yeah, what's he? What's he? My son can't function.
Wow. Yo, you know why DJ was laughing now? We got stuck last three days ago.
Oh, yeah.
We got stuck deep sluit.
Oh, I get Wakalu DJ.
DJ. DJ,
wait.
First of all, right?
You in your own time.
DJ doesn't know how to speak the neck.
Yeah.
Pops looks like he doesn't belong there.
Yeah.
Nat is the only one.
Hey, Nat.
Can you imagine DJ? Oh my God, Pops, what are we going to do?
Hey! Deep DJ, whenever he born? Oh God, what's going on?
Deep
oh my God.
We're in a Mazda. We're driving a Mazda.
Yo. Yo.
The Dombolo. Oh, we're in the Dombolo.
Hey.
We got stuck in the Dombolo. Deep fluid. Hey, there's a roadblock. We roll back to the roadblock. Ah, no one at the roadblock even acknowledges us. No cop came to us and said, hey, are you guys fine?
No.
Is everything okay? We're just using them as a shield.
For protection in the meantime.
Against pedestrians. People are just walking by. Who pops out
again? Pedestrians. Come on.
We were in the roadblock and that license disc says 2018.
Just
they walk past it. They don't care. Stuck. Nati, where are you?
Yo.
Nati and of came course, to tow us.
Of course.
Nati, please increase your invoice.
Please.
This is too much.
Nati, we're being overpaid.
Nati, I got Jola.
Hey.
Whip ups.
Mm.
Please, too much on time.
Sip easy.
I'm going to go to the back.
Ah, hey. Ah, hey.
Yay.
No, Nati used to work with robots, so he does it like woo woo.
Woo
woo. Woo woo.
Yo, Titi, thank you for getting that off your chest.
Yo,
yes.
Bruh.
Yes.
Yes.
Get it off your chest. Lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest.
You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest.
Wow! And the lead singer is...
Thank you.
Celeste, we have a section on our show called Get It Off Your Chest. This is where we have people send in voice notes and tell us what problems they have.
Mm.
Oh. And we try our best to help them with the things they get off their chest.
Okay.
Here we go.
That was a nice one. Get it off
your chest. PNC family. Hi, Didi. Hi, Paul. Hi, Farida. And hi, Tabisa and Shanri. So my name is Patience and I'm 20 years old. Well, I'm 21, but then I'm 20 years old. And I work as a caregiver. I look after the elderly. So right now I'm currently looking after an old man. Now a private patient that is home and everything. So I work with this other woman. We swap shifts every day, you see. We rotate shifts, the two of us, you see. So this other woman, she's 53 years old. So we have a mother-daughter relationship. So she keeps on, every little mistake that I do, she runs to the boss and tells him hey, patients did this, patients did that. And even when I don't make mistakes, she goes and then talks to him and makes stories up. And then also because they live in the same premises, you see. So every day I'm hearing something new about myself from them that they had from her, making me look bad. And in a way, it's giving onyakong kubisa kong meroko. So I don't know how to address the situation. And I want to address it always when I speak to her and then she comes, oh, Lisedi Wanaka. Oh, my other name is Lisedi. She comes, oh, Lisedi Wanaka. She hugs me. She's so motherly, But then behind my back, so I don't know how to address the situation, but I want to address the situation. The question is how.
Mm.
So yeah, I need advice on that. Thank you.
Must kubisa the mother first.
Fight fire with fire.
Must Kumisa the mother first, and the mother will never be hired by anyone after 50 something. Kumisa hell.
Yeah, sabotage. Yeah. Yeah.
Just say, yeah, mother slept with Opa's son.
Opa mustn't be able to find these things and blame mom. I think she's being played. She's being played by this person who she's a caregiver with. Obviously, patience is the newbie. She's young, she's fresh. Madala probably likes her a lot.
It's
bad time.
Why are his legs like
some
to
patients?
Some kids are sad.
Some kids are sad. Kids are matutas.
Yeah, I think the problem is lab. Because yes, home, they want some.
But they're also getting. They're getting in there.
They're getting. There's this stripper guy who once told me that. Why are you still not saying I talk about strippers in this show?
No, we do.
Anything
no,
goes.
Because I never know. At some point, the conversation you were having.
Honestly.
That's good. Patient lambing.
Yeah,
what's the old age show?
Let me tell you, I just want to know what you're thinking, but the guy was saying the same thing. Yes, was telling me, Kunu Koguna 81 on Kokula monthly for massage.
Why wait now?
Yes, Abashoni, Labantia 17.
Hey, massage and Mulagalag.
Massage and Shonakon.
Shona.
The kings of Joburg.
But you know those happy ending massages?
Yeah.
Gogo pays.
Yeah, man.
It's last actually, pension money.
It's actually a fact that most of STDs
are in old age homes.
Isn't
it just because the utensils are rust?
No.
Yo,
Stop.
STD.
Stop.
Like the most.
It's
most,
in the name.
They must just give them condoms at the old age home. Yes. Then that's
not for real. For real. They must.
The condoms are designed for the.
Well, hey, no,
for what?
They do. No,
when they're old.
How do
they
you know
do?
Like I care. So some of them.
The position. It depends on how about my position. Up to my matrix. Wow.
Celeste.
Do you know how much this is?
I believe Celeste-ish. Sometimes, especially in large groups, I speak in front of my friends, but in large groups, and we speak in a lot of large groups as comedians, but there's sometimes when you speak, and you don't like listening to a lot of things, you speak and you leave. When you speak, I can tell a lot of comedians, they feel it. It's just that they won't say it.
Yeah,
but you say things that will hurt. Like, it's like, I wish I had a mother like you.
Oh my God. Yes. So thank you. I'm going to be a mother.
I really do because I believe that.
And that's your feminine energy. Right?
I do have it.
Yes, less masculine energy.
I wish I had a mother like you.
I'm such a mother.
And I agree with everything Titi is saying. You're one of the only people that has ability to speak life into you, to call you out. You've been the one person who's been instrumental in calling me out throughout my life, whether it's about comedy, work,
we started together,
relationship, whatever it is, you have that ability. So I echo Titi's sentiment with like, you are one of those people that when you speak, we really do listen.
My best quality ever is kindness. I love people. That's why I don't mind this. I love human beings. Although sometimes I hate them, you know, that polarity of being a Virgo. Mm-hmm. I can be by myself and just be comfortable. Mm-hmm. But I just love people, and I love when the environment is nice and it's fair and everyone knows what they're doing and everyone is being, you know, taken. Like for me, I feel like sometimes we are hung up on these negative stuff as human beings that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. It makes the relationship so easy. Like it makes every, I'm 46, everyone I've ever dated, no one, I've never had a, hey, I don't speak to that inch. I don't have that. When I leave a guy, I leave a guy. I don't.
There's no hard feelings.
No. You take your thing, you took your things and you left.
Did you say shout out to my mother? Kia urata mamata.
Number one.
Yes.
Your mom supported you.
Did you land
what you wanted to say?
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay. So to our sister.
Thank you.
Oh wow. That was an advice. Yo, this joke.
Yes.
Yes.
To my sister. Voice your concerns. Voice your, if push comes to shove, leave a recording device somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
That person in the act and show the people that you work for that this person is deliberately planting seeds because they're trying to get rid of you because they feel threatened by the newbie on the block. Yeah, but don't be...
It's a horrible trait.
But most importantly, call her out. Say stop playing this act in front of me. Why did you say this?
I'm shy.
Stop.
Wait, where's my thing?
But it's one thing I've always.
Is your foot in fit?
I'm shy.
Next voice note.
Farida, Owens, what kind? You guys know? Listen, man.
Owens.
You see the sportcasting of you guys just now? You see, Omeg G, he said 9 numbers is all right, but not according to like YouTube or podcasting or something like it. Numbers is not solid, you understand? The thing is like therapy, the thing is the best ever. The best thing, me bro, the best of them, oit me bro.
Like,
that's the best podcast now for me personally. Like, I can't wait. The reason why I'm saying this, not to hype you guys up whatsoever. The thing is like therapy, me bro. This thing you can't. You go to the therapist once a week, but all I need is data. Understand? I don't now need to go pay for a therapist and talk a lot of things that I think about all the time. You understand? I'm going through, like, personally for me, you understand? Once, because I go through a lot. I go through, like it's not just me, man. It's all the ones, like, guys, those days, man. You understand? Our age, because I'm mid-30s, you see, early 30s, actually. So you see, now mid-30s, you see. And, bro, the amount of pressure we go through as men, man, is always, it's depression, always. And this thing, this podcast, man, bro, for me, yo, I can't wait for Wednesday, bro. If I have a bad day on a Wednesday, I just think, yara, but later, if I get home, I'm going to the therapist, man. So my Wednesday.
Oh,
you can't spoil my Wednesday, man, bro.
I feel this guy, bro. I feel this guy.
Okay. So away, just thanks, man. Shukran for everything I want.
Damn.
Away,
bro.
Away,
bro. Away. Away, bro.
Bro, and I feel comedy.
I feel this guy, bro. Like, I feel him, like, bruh, life is hard, dog. Like, on a real note. My life right now is not great. It's funny. It's okay. But yeah, bruh. Like, the thing that we do here, I don't care about views or comments or whatever. Like, half the time, I'm not even like there. It's just to see other people going through whatever we're going through and not taking it as seriously as not we. You can't take any of the stuff that we're taking seriously. Otherwise, people would be out there killing themselves and doing all those things that they need to be doing to make themselves feel better. But I appreciate somebody like that who doesn't care for that kind of engagement. It's not about views. It's not about... That's why comedians and social media people are different people.
Yep.
Even though they make people laugh. Both of them.
True.
That's why, bro, because comedians, you live this thing. You wake up a comedian. You fuck... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true, man. That's life, bro.
It's fucking life.
But that's this is part of why we do it, right?
And we feel you too, man.
Yeah, we feel him.
We feel you. And most of the time, I think that that kind of sentiment is at the core of what I think this thing is, should be.
Yeah.
We're talented. Mm. We might be gifted at a lot of other things, but the fact that there are people out there who struggle, who go through so much, and government is not helping with anything. Their parents are not helping with anything. People they trust and believe in are letting them down every day.
Yes.
And just to know that at least for one day in a week, we can show up for people and
we
share.
We love you, dog. We love you,
yeah,
dog.
We love you, dog.
So much.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
It's a family, this thing.
Yeah, man. And you know what, bro? If there's anything, I'm glad you came here, dog, because I feel like you needed it, you know?
Mm. Yeah, man.
And it speaks to what Llewellyn was saying now, to say...
Cheslin. Yeah, it was Cheslin.
What Chesa? I'm just joking, Chesa.
But this is healthy.
No,
the fact that you are expressing it.
But that's what Cheslin was saying, right? Mm. He was like, I don't care. Mac was talking about views and all. I don't care about that. All I know is that I go through a lot as a person. And every Wednesday is therapy for me.
Yeah.
And what I want you to know, my brother, is that this is therapy for us too.
Mm.
Us being here is therapy. This man is here right now, not just because he has to be at work. He's here because he needs the therapeutic healing from what this brings him. Mm. Right? Yes, we all have our own realities to go back to. But for a brief moment, we get to heal and we get to be healed by each other, by you guys, by voice notes like this, bro.
Mm.
Thank you for taking the time to make this voice note. You have no idea how important the message you just sent was. We appreciate it and we thank you, bro. And it's encouragement for us, bro, to keep going and to keep doing what we do. Because there's a bigger cause. There's a bigger reason why we do this. Hence our show is called People Need Comedy.
And they do.
And I
feel you guys need to have a club gig called People Need Comedy.
So good idea.
And also, please, Titi, you give yourself...
Hey, man.
Chiller's punch. Not for moments of emotionality.
Yeah.
You might say something and get pulled off DSTV.
And this can smell nice.
Wow.
Sunray.
Wow.
Sunray.
Now, thank you for your voice note, Master Ken.
Sunray.
That was cool, guys.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, man.
And I think also speak to the caller.
Yeah.
This is why your podcast is different.
Yeah. Mm.
Because you don't rush those controversial stuff. And whenever you interview people here, I saw how patient you were with, you know, Sianda. You're not rushing to find your own podcast. Like, as much as it was funny and weird at the same time, it was funny because you were not trying to make it something that is not. You were with it in real time. And it was funny to see you trying to accommodate this crazy thing that came in. Yeah. And I think because you don't look for the controversial stuff. You don't look for clickbait things. That's why you'll have such callers.
And we don't follow status quo.
No.
A lot of people always try to tell us, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you? And we're like, guys, what the magic that happens here, there's a certain element that you can control.
Mm.
But you need to let it happen, right?
Mm.
In order for Celeste to share certain things, she has to be at a certain level of
comfortability. Yeah.
We can't force it. Hey, Celeste, talk to us about
your life,
women's rights. No.
and also give yourself grace and give yourself what you give other people.
Yeah.
Yes. I think also it's very important.
Hey, that's important.
Give yourself exactly what you give other people.
But before we move on to the next voice, do we even have one? I want to thank Turmeric.
Mm.
Thank you, bro, because don't forget, a lot of people live vicariously through us.
Mm-hmm.
So the same people who can look at us and go, hey, you speak to so many people, so you must be responsible with what you say. They have a point. And I want to thank you for sharing what you're going through with people and being honest enough to go, I'm not okay.
There's a lot of people out there who will not say I'm not okay. They'll rather stay away. They'll rather avoid. They'll rather hide themselves in places and not be present. So yeah. We all know that you're not okay, but we thank you for like, as much as you're not okay, every day you get up as a man and you go out there and you work and you look after your family and you make time for all of us. And you're able to tell us, I'm not okay. There are people who suffer in friendships, relationships, and a lot of stuff that don't have the courage to come out and go, I'm not okay. So thank you, my dog, for doing that.
The best thing I always tell myself when I'm in a horrible situation, I always say, you are in a good position because there's no way other to go but up.
From yeah.
Like, you are already
everything
there.
Everything I've so just about now. Is about erection.
No, not erection.
You know my best position when I tell Mantla. Tell her, if you now, feel it, the only way now, Becca, let me is up.
Now, let me tell you something funny.
It is evil.
Let me tell you something funny. You know, I'm back on...
Masketala. It's your fake.
Maras.
Wow.
You know, I'm back on acting, right? So
really?
Yeah, there's a show that I'm shooting. So now, this one. I find
that girl, I'm a sexy.
So...
Wait.
It was
wait,
the most...
Can I say... I know... This is... So, I remember the one time you said... I don't know if this was an interview because I watched a lot of interviews. I watched everyone's interview. You said that I had to play... How many years were you on...
I was 34 when I started this vibe, but I had to play someone who's 10 years older than me.
Yes. And she said, I had to play a wife for a certain number of time.
8 years.
So for a while... I felt like a wife of a wife who's a mother to all these kids and blah 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 blah. So this is interesting to see you going from that because I listened
from
to that and
I felt
sorry to play this. So please do explain about this new thing.
No, this one I love it because still a wife but different. I just love the fact that she's a different person.
Yes.
And that Ismaya was such a huge show that I needed to take some time off. And it was the first time doing acting gig like that professionally. And for me to even understand that now I'm a thespian. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know. I'm as a thespian as I am a comedian.
Thespians,
of course. Oh, Omega Nine. Oh, Omega Nine. Oh, Omega Nine. Hey, you pops. So I knew that I wanted a different
role. Yeah.
That is going to just show me different. And, you know, she's wearing wigs. She's that girl, you know. So my point was I was doing a sex scene.
Yes.
And I felt sorry for the first time to the sound guy. Cause
oh, no.
That thing is awkward. I hear people going,
it's so mechanical. But you're gonna,
it's so awkward.
Because
it's a closed set. So there's only a number of people that are allowed when they do sex scenes.
Exactly.
Mm. And so you have an intimacy coach as well during those sessions.
Listen, my intimacy coach was talking to me, but you could tell that they're talking to me because, you know, they don't want to offend me, body positive every time. Oh my God.
Your balance was funny.
And I was like, they ask, so what are your red, green flags? Oh, green, young kinda, red lover.
Anything goes.
Green, young kinda.
Yeah. She's every director's dream.
We're shocked. Because some people are like, no, not my nipples. No, not my boobs. No, he's just going to see half of the time. And oh, young kinda. Only the thing. That's where it's red. I'm red where it's red. Like. Other stuff.
I'm red where it's red.
That's beautiful.
I'm joking.
But the thing is, the whole point was, now when you do the scene, obviously they need to set up the cameras, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Here I am. I must wait in this position.
Mm-hmm.
So they get the lighting.
So while they're changing lighting, when
we dog styling, I think he track it tilted. Ah!
Yeah!
Oh, that
boom
guy.
Have you seen
the truck when it's tilting the sand? It's like the only sound that was missing was doo doo.
Yeah. Yep.
And now And I said, and that morning, my mom had called me in the morning. I said, I'm going to work. And I said to the guys, yo. My mom called me this morning and I was like, I'm rushing, I'm going to work. This is work.
This is work.
The camera is like,
come here to stand.
Move a bit, Celeste. You are moving in your dog style position.
Adjust me back a little.
Yeah.
Send people waiting.
TLB.
Yeah, yeah, TLB. TLB, yes.
I saw that visual. The first time I saw a TLT do the Ntlabati thing was at Ebenezer's funeral.
Oh, wow.
So you guys didn't
harap? We didn't harap. Hey, Brian, I was ready to be like, let me...
You didn't harap?
Yeah, we even got close, bro.
Yeah, we got close and then you got...
So wait, how...
Move away and then...
Wow. Serious?
Yeah. Yeah, we were all ready to
do the vibes.
Yeah. And then they just...
They told us to move away and then they did the TLT.
So this TLT was in between the tombstones, was driving in like what?
No. It was waiting at the door.
And then in extension court.
Oh, like Shandi Sapagama.
No, Agarri. So the ones that have tombstones, ne? They probably in a secluded section. Lana's Ngwababasha. So usually when a person dies, you don't put a tombstone immediately. So all the other ones that are around.
Oh. 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, so yeah, the soil
on
can...
On the anniversary.
So the soil can do what?
Can go down.
Yeah. You wait.
Yeah, so it was driving over.
Yeah,
there's
well,
a path. Again, there's space to walk for the people to go.
So they were driving
a
through
A lot
the...
of other holes, graves, sorry. Mm. A lot of other graves, but there were no... tombstones around. Oh. Your chaser,
okay. Anything. Wow, that's... I've never seen
that's
that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I've never... I don't know if it's just a Mpumalanga thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's because in Mpumalanga, you guys have all the mining equipment there, so...
Someone put it on
Tinder.
Wow. Wow.
No, it's time to end.
I know.
Why? Wow. Imagine 6 feet under. Guys, I'm a body.
I'm a body.
Thank you so much, guys. This is dope and it's a lovely cushion.
Oh, man. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for being a part of our madness.
Thank you.
But yeah, but most importantly, bro, thank you for being the person you've been consistently over these years.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You are a friend. You are a mother. You are a colleague. You are a fighter. You are an international sensation.
Mm. Yes.
You are a lover.
Of course.
And a dream maker.
Yeah.
And a dream maker.
Yes, and don't forget that.
And also have a comic. And you have
Yeah.
Oh, she's got a web.
Wow.
Website?
A website, yeah.
Yes.
www.redzone.co.za.
Yeah.
King WAP.
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 Like website.
Bina Bina Yaniki Minaj
Motu. WAP.
With this?
WAP.
It's an acronym.
You don't know that song?
Yeah. Why is it?
Yeah.
But it's along there.
Yeah, la, poyo.
In Alimets, nyan.
Wet.
Oh, wet.
Yes.
Attention.
Cardi B.
Hey, man.
Wet attention, Ken.
What's again?
Marau.
Kyaukushish.
One word.
Yeah, man. Tuli, before we wrap, is there anything you'd like to shamelessly plug?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm shamelessly plugging.
Come on.
That this year, Celeste and the Big Dudes.
Yes.
I have two members of the PNC joining me on stage. So people must remember last year's one I had. Oh, pops.
We need to work harder.
Hi, I'm not a dude.
And what? That dude is actually big.
Don't worry. You know, I like... Let me tell you, I love the response I'm getting from Celeste and the Big Dudes, from all other comics.
Yeah.
And
that's nice.
Literally, it's my plan to work with everyone.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's not good. It's just a year. I'm just going to do three big shows every year. Because the whole Celeste and the Big Dude is not just to prove that you are funny.
Mm.
I know that everyone on the lineup is funny. And of course, us people who were there last year sold out show. So I'm still doing Emperor's Palace on the 8th of August. Ticket Pro. So the whole thing is that the show must sell us, which is why I'm very big on a photo shoot. It's not about, because comedy is just the mic and you. And sometimes people's money have to go the long way to say, you've also put in work. Mm. So when they see that, okay, there was a curated show here, a well thought of photo shoot, a well thought of way of selling each and every comedian. Mm. You know how we worked last year. So even this year, my plan is to make sure that Tabiso has his own shine for his own set in digital space and how we're going to curate the whole thing. Titi as well. Because with us comics, we are not like Mapiano people where they plug each other so that the other person would know who's who. We tend to know, I know who Sean Ray is, but when corporate people, when I can vouch for him, they still want to a certain extra proof that he is capable. Mm. But if we give each other a much well thought of, well curated, and something that is going to tell the brands that actually, if you want to jump on that, you're going to have to pay. Because look at how they're curating it for themselves. And that's my point with it. I believe that South African comedy is huge. It's such a huge industry that there's a lot that we haven't tapped into.
Yes.
I mean, you, I me, Skumba, we are big people, but we haven't, there's no reason why we have never had our shows at Sunbeds the way that they need to be sold. Yes. Because I don't think, yes. And you've seen, yes, how the big comics come here and die sometimes. So, so the whole thing is that the marketing of the shows.
It's maybe just the phase that they're on.
No, it's not the phase.
Yeah, they're on a phase on.
Oh, wow.
The phase it's on.
I love that.
Phase off. He turned into bones on stage.
Yeah, listen. So yeah, I'm you know, hoping that
some
even
of
the
them
next
are undercover,
one.
Brother.
Oh Lord. Yo, I begu rough court. It was rough. So I feel like the marketing and to put up the shows the way we want them, it must be our culture, yeah. And that's why we even when other people book us, they take us for granted, even small things like riders. Mm. Because we don't take ourselves like that. You see how, because it has to start with you. People must look at you and go, wow, okay, we understand why. And I'm glad that people look at that show and go, hey, you have to be really a good comedian to be on that lineup. Oh, because yeah. Yes, that's the whole point. Okay. Last year, no one died on stage. I don't do the dying thing. Because it's not even about the dying. The environment must allow you to say, you know what? I'm here to make people laugh. The room is ready. The audience is ready. There's nothing holding you back to not have fun on stage.
Amen.
And with that, knowing that you're going to be shot, you're going to be put out there the way that sells you, because there's no reason why we don't do that for ourselves. I mean, this sells us even more. So yes, the plug is Celeste and the Big Dude, 8th of August at Emperor's Palace, Ticket Pro. But the rest of the other shows will be in December. And of course, Comedy Central is part of the thing.
Yes. Make sure you follow Celeste and Dooley on all social media platforms so you can find out when Celeste and the Big Dudes will be coming to your city. As of the 8th of August, all roads lead to Empress Palace, where you will be seeing Tsitsi Chumia in a suit that is rented and Tabiso Mhlongo in a suit that is borrowed. Make sure you guys are there. 8th of August, Celeste and the Big Dudes. Yeah, I think that's it from us, guys.
Yeah, you're usual, a plug.
Usual announcement.
And the biggest plug for the show is Tsitsi. Yay!
Tsitsi Chumia Live!
The show to Tsitsi on the
thank you so much.
Tsitsi Chumia Live, 19th of July, Gold Reef City Casino, Lyric Theatre. And if you see Tsitsi out there in public, just give him a hug. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Tabiso Mhlongo.
1st of August.
1st of August, yes. Lyric Theatre. Pop-Up's birthday comedy special, 28th of June. Lyric Theatre.
I think so. I must
check. Yeah, I think you should stop selling.
Okay.
Yeah. Direct those tickets
Pop-Ups
to us.
2026.
San Betarina, ne?
Yeah.
From Celeste's mouth to God's ears. To God's ears.
God's ears.
Ah, Manuena, man.
Yo.
Hey. Did he say to God's ears?
To God's ears.
Oh, yes.
From Celeste's mouth to God's ears.
Yeah, there we go.
Artistry is happening every second Sunday. Make sure you get your tickets. Next one, 8th of June. We will be there. Make sure you are there yourself. We've got the likes of Mark Banks and many, many more performing right there. Bioscope happens every single week at
Bioscope, which is the 44th standing.
Lots
of white people who come there from all over the world. So if you are a person who likes to make sure you do comedy to everyone in the world, Bioscope is the global place to be. Egyptians, Caucasians, whites, blacks, coloreds, Indians. And once I saw a homeless person there.
Wow.
But he had a good time. Thank you for coming, Bonga.
The divine.
He was there.
Also, Bioscope happens in one floor. You don't have to go to every floor to get a drink.
Wow. Oh, yeah, and at 3 when you're thirsty. When you're thirsty, you must walk.
After 7 jokes.
They must set up a small onion bar there.
Upstairs.
Just a small onion.
No, yeah. But yeah.
Artistry keeps you healthy.
Oh, yeah.
You must work for your drinks. All right. Cheese babies. I think that's it from us.
Yes. Farida, how's your stomach? I heard you had a stomach ache last week. Mm. I wasn't here.
It's. I am currently on a deathbed, but I will laugh when I get to heaven because this was a good episode. I enjoyed it. Nuggets of life from my hero.
Yes. Hey, your mother.
Future princess
my
of your coming. Hero.
This one, your set was dope. And
thank you.
Continue.
Thank you so much. Yeah, please.
Yeah, it's going to be a funny day in heaven when you come. In a diaper. Anyway,
wow.
Yo.
Like here, it never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our episode for PNC. Nice. Give it up for these guys.
Bye.
Papaya Nando is in Nadi. Imala in Ayad and other couples. I rather Papaya Nando.